listen well, my friends, and I will tell you a tale that has been told for 1,000 years and more. It may be an old story, yet, as you will discover, it troubles and terrifies us now as much as it did ever our ancestors. For we still fear the evil that stalks out there in the darkness and beyond. We know that each of us, in our time, in our own way, must confront our fears and grapple with this monster of the night who, given a chance, would invade our homes and even our hearts if he could. So roll back the years now, back to the 5th century after the birth of Christ, and come with me over the sea to the Norse lands we now know as Sweden and Norway and Denmark, to the ancient Viking lands of the Danes and the Geats, the Angles and the Jutes. This will be our here and now as this tale of courage and cruelty unfolds, as brave Beowulf battles with the forces of darkness, first with that foul fiend Grendel, then with his sea hag of a mother, and last of all with the death dragon of the deep. The story begins, as all stories do, before it begins. For there is always a mother before a mother, and a king before a king. In Denmark, all the great lords, whose royal descendants of Skald, those great and good king, followed in his footsteps and stayed strong against their foes and loyal to their friends. The kingdom prospered. From their conquest, the land grew rich, so that the people flourished and were happy. Feared by their enemies, loved by their allies, the kingdom of the Danes became great and powerful in the world. Then the Lord Hrothgar came to the throne, son of the old king Halfdene, great son of Skald, and he was to become the greatest warrior king of them all. Fierce in battle, he fetched back home more treasures from his conquests than had ever been seen or even dreamt of in Denmark. But he was generous too, and a good father to his people, so that they obeyed him always gladly. Hearing of his increasing glory in battles, more and more warriors came to join him. It seemed to them and to him that there could never be an end to all his power and wealth. The kingdom was safe from its enemies, the people warm at their hearths and well fed. Truly, it was a land of sweet content. To celebrate these years of prosperity and plenty, Hrothgar decided he would raise for his people a huge mead hall. It must, he declared, be larger and more splendid than any mead hall ever built. Only the best timbers were used, only the finest craftsmen. At Hrothgar's bidding, they came from all over Denmark to construct it, so that in no time at all, the great hall was finished. It was truly even more magnificent than he had ever imagined it could be. Heorot, he called it, and at the first banquet he gave there, Hrothgar, by way of thanks, gave out to each and every person rings and armbands of glowing gold. No king could have been kinder, no people as proud and as happy. Night after night they feasted in Heorot and listened to the music of the harp and the song of the poet. And every night the poet told them that story they most loved to hear, how God had made the earth in all its beauty, its mountains and meadows, seas and skies, how he had made the sun and the moon to light it, the corn and the trees to grow on it, and how he gave life and being to every creature that crawls or creeps and moves on land or in the sea or in the air. And man too he made to live in this paradise. Around the warming hearth, they listened to the poet's story, enraptured, enthralled, entranced. But there was another listener. Outside the walls of Heorot, in the dim and the dark, there stalked an enemy from hell itself, the monster Grendel, sworn enemy of God and men alike, a beast born of evil and shame. He heard that wondrous story of God's good creation, and because it was good, it was hateful to his ears. He heard the sweet music of the harp, and afterwards the joyous laughter echoing through the hall as the mead horn was passed around. Nothing had ever so enraged this beast as night after night he had to listen to all this happiness and harmony. It was more than his evil heart could bear. The night Grendel struck was the darkest night of all. He waited until Hrothgar had gone to his bed, until only the lords who nightly guarded Heorot were left. They were fast asleep when he pounced. He was upon them so suddenly and with such violence and fury that none could escape the terrible slaughter. 30 lords he murdered in his bloodlust, as savage and swift in his death-dealing as a maddened fox in a chicken hut. He left not one of them alive, but carried them off home to his lair to feast on their blooded corpses at his leisure. Only when day broke did Hrothgar and his warriors discover the dreadful evidence of the holocaust at Heorot. Gone now the laughter and the music. Hrothgar sat silent in his grief and despair. His warriors too mourned and lamented the loss of their friends and brothers in arms. All were stunned at the merciless cruelty of this fatal fiend of the darkness, but the horrors were not yet over. For the next night Grendel came again, stalking over the foggy moors and down through the forests towards Heorot. The warriors had barricaded themselves in this time and believed they must be safe. They could not have known that against this hellish monster all such defences would be useless. In a frenzy of hate, Grendel burst in and slaughtered everyone he found there, gorging himself at will. He spared no one. From that night on, no one, not even Hrothgar, dared sleep again in Heorot, and so the great mead hall stood empty and stayed empty. Grendel, the monster, now ruled in Denmark, a rule of terror that haunted Hrothgar and all his people wherever they lived, men, women and children alike. For 12 long winters, Grendel warred unceasingly on the Danes, picking his blood victims at random, the innocent and the sick too. Children and newborn babes, he was utterly without mercy. Again and again he came to his killing ground, always unseen in the black of night. No plan Hrothgar and the council thanes devised could protect them from his fury. No prayers to the Almighty. No sacrifices to ancient heathen gods. Anywhere he struck, any farmstead, any cottage, anywhere and everywhere. Nothing could put an end to these endless terror raids. A great and terrible grief darkened the land, banishing all happiness, all hope. Even the noble Hrothgar sat sunk in sorrow. Deep in his despair, the Danish king could see no reprieve from this hideous nightmare, visited so often upon his people by this fearful monster. By now, the story of this dreadful tragedy, of the nightly suffering Hrothgar and his people were enduring, had spread far and wide. They had heard about it too across the water, in the land of King Hygelac of the Geats, for a long time faithful allies of the Danish kingdom. But only one of them, the greatest and bravest of all princes, Beowulf he was called, decided this evil beast of the night must be punished for all his wrongdoing, that Heorot must be cleansed of this wickedness, and Hrothgar and his people saved at last, even if Beowulf had to give his own life to achieve it. Family and friends, Edthiau, his father, and his uncle, the good King Hygelac himself, all of them did what they could to dissuade him from his reckless, perilous mission. But all advice, all omens only whetted Beowulf's determination to go to Denmark and slay the monster of the night. He ordered a strong and seaworthy ship be fitted out for the quest and handpicked 14 of the fiercest warriors he knew. Out of the sheltered fjord, they rowed this sturdy warship and set sail for Denmark, riding the wind-whipped waves over the sea.